It is officially crunch time. If you're a retail executive listening to this, the calendar says November 18th, 2025.
Yep.
We are squarely in the week before Black Friday, the single biggest stress test of the entire year.
It really is. This is where, you know, all the theory stops and the performance begins. Every single investment you've made is about to be tested all at once.
But here's what's so interesting. We know what leaders are not worrying about right now. They're not scrambling over schedules.
Nope, those were locked in weeks ago.
Exactly. They're not setting prices. That's already in the system. They're not even panicked about where the inventory is. It's accounted for.
Right.
So if all those big logistical hurdles are largely past the point of no return, what is the one single question keeping every executive up at night?
The one thing they can still influence.
Yes. The true pressure point. And it's brutally simple. It's, are our associates truly ready for the floor right now?
That is the whole game right there.
Yeah.
Because you could have perfect promotions, shelves piled high with product. But if the person standing in front of that stressed out customer can't deliver,
none of it matters.
None of it. Readiness in these last few days is the absolute competitive differentiator.
So our mission today is to do a real deep dive into this exact idea. We're going to unpack why performance readiness is so much more valuable than just, you know, training completion.
And what leaders really need to be looking for this week.
And we'll talk about what kind of practice actually works when the pressure is on. Okay, so let's get right into it. This week is all about the shift from learning to, well, to doing. Why is it that just having an associate click complete on a training module becomes almost irrelevant on Friday morning?
It all comes down to the holiday customer. I mean, we really have to understand who this person is.
They're not just browsing?
No, not at all. This customer is operating at peak stress. They're in a hurry. They can get frustrated really easily. And, you know, they're buying with a purpose, a deadline. They want answers now.
And when you have that kind of pressure on both sides of the interaction, the associate becomes either the hero or the weak link.
The weak link that causes real damage.
Yeah.
And the damage is huge. If an associate hesitates, if they look unsure, if they don't have that service flow down to muscle memory,
you lose the sale.
You lose more than the sale. The data is pretty clear on this. A bad experience during the holidays massively increases the chance that customer will go to a competitor and just will never come back.
So it's not a single transaction. You're talking about losing the entire lifetime value of that customer.
Precisely. See, traditional training systems, they track completion, who took the course. But success during the holidays depends on readiness. Who can actually perform automatically, confidently, when everything is chaotic?
It's the difference between passing the written driver's test and actually driving on a crowded highway in a snowstorm.
That is the perfect analogy. And that gap right there is where holiday sales are either won or lost.
Okay, so this brings us to what executives are actually looking for. What's on their checklist?
What's fascinating is how specific their focus gets this week. They're not looking for, you know, vague reports. They want clarity on a few very specific, high-impact things. These are the worries that keep them up at night.
I can see that. But let me push back for a second. With everything else on their plate, supply chains, margins, the P&L isn't focusing on something as soft as associate confidence. A bit of a luxury.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they just trust the training department's numbers?
It's not a luxury at all. It's an operational necessity.
Yeah.
Because failure on the front line right now, it scales exponentially. Let's look at the first thing leaders demand to see.
Okay.
It's new associate confidence. The absolute basics. Greeting, listening, guiding, recommending, closing. If a new hire freezes up when a customer approaches, that's it. Opportunity lost. Brand moment ruined.
And executives need to know that their team can handle those basic steps without even thinking about it.
Right. And the second point is all about the money. Product and promotion mastery. The executive is asking, can my team handle the details?
The quickfire questions.
Exactly. Is this compatible with that? What's this made of? What's the return policy on this specific deal? Answering that stuff without hesitation is critical. Nobody has the patience to wait while someone looks it up.
Or can they pivot? If the customer says no to the $150 item, can the associate smoothly recommend a great $50 gift instead?
And that ties right into number three. Consistent brand experience. High traffic is the ultimate test of your brand. Leaders need to know that when the number of people in the store doubles, the quality of the interaction doesn't get cut in half.
Every interaction has to reinforce the brand promise, especially when your competitors are probably dropping the ball under the same pressure.
Precisely. And the fourth one is, I think, the most actionable for managers. It's coaching visibility.
This is about being proactive instead of just reacting to problems.
That's it. Executives need to know who needs help before Friday, not after. It's not enough to see a 75% test score. They need to know that Jane, over at Electronics, keeps forgetting to mention the extended warranty.
Because if a manager sees that, they can do a quick 2-minute coaching session that might actually fix the problem before the doors open.
Which brings up a really important question. If everyone knows these things are crucial, confidence, mastery, consistency, visibility, why do we see the same thing happen every year?
Right. Everything looks great on the dashboard on Tuesday.
And then everything falls apart Friday at 10:30 a.m. Why do the old systems keep failing to bridge that readiness gap?
It's because the traditional system is designed for, let's be honest, paperwork. For compliance, it just asks, did the employee see the information?
It's not designed for performance, for muscle memory.
Exactly.
Completion tells you someone read the manual. Readiness tells you they can actually do the job when they're anxious and there's noise everywhere. And that anxiety, that cognitive load, it just washes away any knowledge that hasn't been practiced.
The brain just defaults to the easiest path, which is usually freezing up or falling back on old habits.
Totally. So let's talk about what actually works this week. Readiness comes from focused practice that feels like the real thing. It's about building that muscle memory for the chaos.
So the learning has to be short, it has to be focused, and it needs to be intensely scenario-based. It has to feel real.
It has to mimic that high-pressure situation. Mm. We're talking about rapid-fire knowledge checks. You know, what's the return policy difference for items bought before versus after November 1st? Go.
Or short product drills. You've got 30 seconds. Recommend 3 gifts for this type of person on this budget.
Yes. Or realistic customer conflicts. What do you do when the inventory says we have one, but it's not on the shelf? Things they will absolutely face.
And with that kind of learning, the information gets absorbed in seconds, not minutes, because they can see exactly how they're going to use it.
It's performance conditioning, not document review.
Okay, so connecting this to the big picture, that visibility is key, and managers can't just guess.
Right. A report that says 94% of training is complete is frankly useless to an executive right now.
That number doesn't tell the manager which 6% is about to cause a huge line at the register. It's too generic to be useful.
Managers need detailed, real-time performance data. They need to know who understands the product and specifically which product category someone is struggling with.
Who needs coaching right now and who's actually ready to be a leader on the floor on Friday?
That ability to see real readiness is a massive competitive advantage. And this is where, you know, dedicated technology comes into play. Solutions built for this exact problem.
The sources mention a category of tools for this, using a platform called Insight as an example. We should be clear what this is. It's not another content library.
No, it's a diagnostic tool. It's built on micro-learning and performance simulation.
Right. So based only on the sources, a tool like Insight is designed for these high-pressure moments. It delivers quick, real-world training at scale to get people ready in days. But the real value, especially for an executive, is the visibility it creates.
It fills that gap we were talking about. A traditional system measures how long someone sat in a chair. A system like Insight measures their confidence and their skill based on how they perform in a simulated interaction.
So it generates data a manager can actually use.
Exactly. Which new hire is getting the return policy wrong in the scenarios? Which veteran associate doesn't know the new private label products? This lets managers prepare their teams with real clarity and confidence. They can fix the specific skill gaps before the rush even starts.
So to sum up the value for an executive, you get confirmed real-world product knowledge, you can pinpoint coaching needs instantly, you support your most nervous new hires, and you give your managers data, not guesswork.
You're converting readiness into a measurable advantage.
So if you're a retail executive listening to this, the core takeaway from our deep dive is this. Readiness is the most valuable asset you can possibly secure this week.
And it's measured by performance under pressure, not by completion reports. That gap between the two is where your margin is won or lost.
This isn't just about playing defense to avoid chaos. This is a strategic, offensive move.
It absolutely is. Yeah. I mean, think about the bigger picture here. Your frontline team is your single best competitive advantage for the holidays. You invest in their practice readiness this week, and they're the ones who will secure the sales that define your whole quarter.
And as you think beyond this weekend's inevitable madness, consider this final question. How can ensuring this deep level of readiness this week help you long term? How does this effort turn a one-time seasonal shopper into a loyal year-round customer?
The ability to deliver an amazing, confident, easy experience when you are under maximum pressure, that's what sets the standard for loyalty for the entire year. Now is the time to secure that edge.
Apply this knowledge immediately. Good luck with the rush, and thank you for diving deep with us.